Ronald Reagan was born on the eve of January 4th to the combined efforts of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Pestilence was once overheard saying, "Aw, he's so cute." Ever since then, little Ronald would bring fear and pain to anyone he met. While in his infancy, the Four Horsemen invited their good friend Adolf Hitler over. He promptly became little Ronald's godfather. Little did the CIA know when they assassinated Hitler that they had killed little Ronald's only true grasp on reality. When news spread to Ronald that his godfather had been murdered, he instantly grew up to the fearsome beast we know today. Like the endless burning pits of hell, so was the shattered remains of Ronald Reagan's soul. Fire burned deep with such rage he became invincible to bullets. John Hinckley Jr. knew this all too well. The bullet that was meant for Reagan bounced off his chest and struck Hinckley Jr. in the head, shattering it like antique glass on cement. He decided to run for president, and won. All it took was a little thought and a whole lot of pain. And so 4 years of terror came and went. When for re-election, Reagan shot flames out of his eyes and mouth, engulfing the world in fire. For fear of eternal hell on earth, citizens all voted, and he was re-elected with a landslide vote of 100% over the challenger Mother Teresa. While out on a stroll in the woods, where he went to clear his mind, he came upon a little girl next to a well. The little girl shrieked and tried running away. Reagan reached out and grabbed her before she got too far. Overcome with adrenaline, the little girl put her arms around Reagan and lifted him up over her head and dropped him down the well. Screams of agony resounded for hours. With his final breath, he cursed the little girl to walk the earth forever, never to succeed at anything. That little girl grew up to be Hillary Clinton. This has been Fractional History, and now you know the real truth.